the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Not being able to communicate effectively or understand people can be so discouraging and frustrating. It can leave you out in the dark. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today I have Lauren Jones, Director of the Speech, Language, and Hearing Clinic at Missouri State University, as my guest. She says parents usually become concerned around age 2 that their toddler isn't talking as much as other children they know. Jones says that signs can be evident before that as well.
If you have questions about your child's speech and language development, we really encourage you to begin looking at those developmental milestones early with your pediatrician. There are plenty of resources that the American Speech Language Hearing Association can provide regarding speech language milestones. We would say around age 2, we hope that a child has at minimum 50 words in their vocabulary.
The clarity or intelligibility of speech for a young child is another common concern, she noted.
Speech pathologists know what ages certain sounds tend to develop, but that's not the only thing we look at. We do look at the child's intelligibility overall. So a speech pathologist is really the best person to contact if you have questions about the clarity of your child's speech.
In addition to speech services, the Speech Language Hearing Clinic offers audiology services for people of all ages.
Most adults will experience hearing loss at some point in their life, and we tend to live longer now, so the likelihood of hearing loss is even greater. It's good to have a baseline if you've never had a hearing test as an adult, even if you don't suspect that you have a hearing loss, so that in the future, if you notice you start having trouble in conversations, in noisy environments, there's something to look back to. Since our hearing evaluations can be performed at no cost to the client, it never hurts to just get that hearing evaluation done so you have that information.
If hearing loss is detected, the audiologist works with the client to find the right amplification device for his or her lifestyle. This individualized approach is similar to how the team works with families in the preschool for the deaf and hard of hearing. Jones elaborates.
Our preschool for children who are deaf and hard of hearing is really unique because we have different approaches all going on at one time. We have children who don't sign. We have children that do sign. And we have the students in that graduate program and the instructor that really communicate with all of those children along that spectrum. The family has a lot of preference in what their communication style is with their child, and we're able to meet those different preferences.
This approach of meeting families' individual needs really differentiates the program. And she says it's especially important for those who identify as being part of the deaf culture.
So if a family, they identify themselves as culturally deaf or in the deaf community, they may choose not to have their children use any kind of amplification, and their first language is American Sign Language, which has its own structure and grammar and is a complete language. So our faculty in the preschool do provide both ASL, or if a child's using total communication where they are both signing and learning spoken language, they will get that input simultaneously also.
The clinic hosts groups that meet regularly to work on certain skills. They also serve as support for those participating. If interested, or if you'd like to set up an appointment or evaluation, you can call 417-836-5275. No physician referral is required. More information is available at missouristate.edu/csd/clinic. That was Lauren Jones. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.